From the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, welcome to a new podcast from Talking Quality, a website about communicating comparative information on healthcare quality to consumers. I'm Lisa Rubelsky from the Severn Group, and I manage the Talking Quality project. With me today is Lisa Mason, Director of Cost Quality at the Greater Detroit Area Health Council. We're here today to talk about branding a website, that is, giving a site its own name and using that name to build awareness and draw users to the site. We know that's a real challenge for pretty much all developers of comparative quality reports. In 2009, Lisa and her team launched a new website called My Care Compare. This site offers consumers comparative information about doctors' offices and hospitals in Southeast Michigan. Lisa, thanks for joining us today to share your experience with using branding to create an identity for your site.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
My Care Compare is a name that's very different from your organization's identity. What led you to decide that you needed to come up with a brand for your quality report?
That's right, Lisa. It's quite different. We're known as the Greater Detroit Area Health Council, or affectionately GDAC. And we had a website for GDAC and a website for one of our major products, Save Lives, Save Dollars. And we thought those were some great names, but we had a web vendor that we hired to work with us on designing the site. And that vendor is sort of a one-stop shop. They do everything. They do not just the website design and building, but they do focus groups and usability testing and branding. The first thing that they recommended to us when we got started with them to design our website was to consider our brand. They pointed out to us that names like GDAC or Greater Detroit Area Health Council or Save Lives, Save Dollars are not names that consumers would really connect with. And they recommended that we do a branding project when we start out.
So tell me a little bit, why is branding important for a quality report? What do you think it will do for you?
Well, it's really important to create a recognizable identity, something that consumers can really connect with and remember. As much as you can do to promote your website, the easier you make it for consumers to think about your brand name when they're thinking about healthcare and quality and healthcare decisions, the better off you're going to be, the more they'll remember your site and be able to get to it quickly and easily.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Can you tell us, how did you develop the brand then?
Well, again, it started with our vendor. Our vendor started out our whole website design project with a focus group. We had three different focus groups that gave us input on not only the brand, but some of our website ideas and concepts. And we got feedback from them on the brand that we ultimately selected, which is MyCareCompare.org. We also did a lot of internal consensus building, things like talking with our staff. We certainly are vested in it and have an opinion. And we're a multi-stakeholder collaborative, and our leadership comes from all different areas of healthcare. So we got input from not only hospitals and physicians and purchasers of healthcare, but consumers as well. Consumers are the people that will be using the website, and we had a consumer group that gave us some feedback, and that was very important. We looked at things like references to the Detroit area, since that's where we're based. We considered names that had that in it. We ultimately rejected that idea because we're more than just Detroit and wanted to have a name that was going to resonate with the entire region. So we ended up with something that we think is very catchy and easy to remember.
So during this process, what kind of issues did you have to deal with, and how did you actually deal with them?
Well, we did get some resistance from our own internal leadership and staff. They were very vested in our names, Greater Detroit Area Health Council and Save Lives, Save Dollars. We have a great sense of ownership, and it's really tough to give that up. And they really thought that the best name would be something that is very descriptive, such as healthcare quality reports. To them, they thought that was what would be most memorable. But it was really on the advice of our vendor, who had some expertise in marketing and branding, that convinced us that healthcare quality reports, while that makes sense to us as professionals, that's really not a name that would resonate well with consumers. And the results of our focus group really bore that out.
So now that you have this name, what have you been doing to build awareness of it in the community?
We have a number of things that we've been doing. As a small nonprofit, we don't have a lot of money to do marketing and advertising, so we use our stakeholders. Again, we're a multi-stakeholder collaborative with people that come to the table to work with us on these initiatives, and that includes our hospitals and health systems, who happen to be some of the biggest employers in the Detroit region right now. So we ask them to promote the website to their employees. And in doing that, we reach a large segment of our population. And to make it really easy for them to do that, we created a toolkit of materials that they could use with their employees and really get the word out. So, for example, we provide them with newsletter articles, sample emails, blurbs that they can put on their website to link to our website and instructions for that linking, meeting talking points, content for open enrollment materials, short and long, things like that. And we also created business cards. We call them our website business cards, and we have them just like you would use business cards. Anytime you're at a meeting, we put them on the table or hand them out to our attendees. And of course, we do press releases and announcements to the media every time there's an update or we add some new information. And occasionally there may be a presentation where we have an opportunity to give a plug for the website. So we try to be as creative and innovative as possible in using all kinds of different ways to get the word out about our website.
That's great. And now that you've actually been around for a while and you've done all this promotion, do you have any plans to assess the impact of this branding strategy?
Absolutely. We're looking for some resources to do more focus group testing on not only the brand, but the website itself and how to make it more consumer friendly. And of course, hits to the website is a real clear number that you can get to see how successful you're being. We use Google Analytics to measure the use of our website, how many people come to the website, where they come from, how long they stay there, which pages they look at. And of course, all of that is a direct result of how memorable our brand is.
I wish you a lot of luck with that. I'd be curious to see what happens. For my last question, I'd like to ask, what advice would you give to other report developers that may be considering a branding strategy like yours? Would you recommend this approach to others, and what tips would you give them?
I would definitely recommend it. I think it's an important step, and I think this investment of thinking about it ahead of time, really having a conversation, giving it more than a passing thought, and making a deliberate decision about the brand can be something that really yields results later. It's something that's important to do in the beginning because it's hard to change once you've made a commitment and gotten started. And I think that when you consider brands, it's important to keep it short, make it memorable and catchy, and know who your audience is, who you're trying to reach, and what will resonate with your audience. And finally, do plan to dedicate resources to the promotion part. It's going to take resources, time, and effort and energy, and not only to promoting the website, but also evaluating its impact, as you just alluded to, Lise.
Well, thank you, Lisa. This is really excellent advice for the many organizations like yours that are developing quality reports for consumers. You can check out the report that Lisa's talking about at www.mycarecompare.org. I'd also like to encourage our listeners to visit the Talking Quality website at www.talkingquality.ahrq.gov to read about other strategies for designing and promoting comparative reports on healthcare quality. To hear about future podcasts, be sure to subscribe to the Talking Quality email list by clicking on the little red envelope at the top of our website. If you have any questions or would like to suggest other topics, please contact us by email at talkingquality@ahrq.gov. Thank you for joining us on Talking Quality.